With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Drivers in Ontario will continue to get a break at the gas pump. Premier Doug Ford announced Monday that the current gas tax cut will be extended through the end of 2024. It was due to expire on June 30th. The cut, which has been in place since the summer of 2022, temporarily reduces the gas tax by 5.7 cents a liter to cap it at 9 cents a liter. The northbound lanes of Howard Avenue in Windsor are reopened at Edinburgh following a crash. Few details are available, but Windsor police were called to the scene at around 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. Northbound traffic on Howard had been diverted east and west onto Edinburgh. Don't be alarmed if you see a large number of police officers on the West End this week. Windsor police and London police are working together for a series of training exercises in and around Malden Park. Residents in the area will see a lot of law enforcement now through Thursday. There's no threat to public safety. A deputy chief with Windsor Police, meanwhile, is having the interim tag removed from his title. Carl DeGraff is now a permanent deputy chief after serving as acting deputy for operations support since last October. He has 28 years with the service and has overseen investigative support, the rope squad, emergency services, and others. Two Windsor Essex companies are getting a boost from Queen's Park. One of them is Dymachem in Windsor, which manufactures chemicals used in agriculture, laboratories, and water treatment. They will invest over $1.1 million in three new liquid blending production cells, creating 16 new jobs and retaining 30 others. The province's contribution is just under $178,000. The second company getting a provincial investment is Glider Guard Tool and Die in Tecumseh. They will be investing over $2.8 million to expand its operations by 4,000 square feet and purchase a new high-speed 5-axis milling machine and software. The province is chipping in over $246,000 to this project. The United Nations Security Council has voted on a resolution for a ceasefire in the war-torn Gaza Strip. ABC News reports that the council voted unanimously on the resolution to put a ceasefire in place during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The United States chose to abstain from the vote rather than use its veto powers. In sports, the Pistons are in Manhattan Monday night to face the Knicks, and the Raptors are hosting Brooklyn. In spring training, the Blue Jays lost 4-3 to the Pirates Monday afternoon at Bradenton, closing out their Grapefruit League season. They open the regular season at Tampa Bay Thursday afternoon. The Tigers had Monday off. Monday night's weather, windy and 7 with increasingly cloudy skies. Mostly cloudy and 13 Tuesday with wind gusts up to 70 kilometers per hour. Showers or thundershowers likely Tuesday night, very windy and plus 2. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.